Joining me today is Emma Culpepper, and she is coming to us from Wilcox County High School. And she's going to be talking to us about a very unique and wonderful fundraiser that her FFA chapter is involved with for Christmas that I found online. Very, very cool. Emma is a sophomore, and she is serving as her chapter's sentinel. Emma, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And how long have you been involved with the FFA?
3 years.
3 years. So does that mean you were able to begin in eighth grade?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what made you join? Why did you want to be part of the organization?
Well, the officers at the time really encouraged me to join FFA because they said it would be fun and I would be able to meet new friends. So uh-huh. I was like, well, hey, I'll try something new.
Okay.
And I've loved it ever since then.
So did you know some of the officers, or was it like they came to your class and talked to you about the organization?
Well, see, our school is so small that everybody knows everybody in our school.
Okay.
So I knew our officers, and we were all like, they came to our classes a lot and spoke and helped us through a whole bunch of activities and stuff. And so they just kind of encouraged us.
Oh, great. Well, that's great. Now, you've been doing it for 3 years now. Well, really probably about 2.5, right? Because we're about halfway through your sophomore year. What have you learned? Like, is there anything about agriculture that is attractive to you now?
Forestry is a big thing, I guess, because uh-huh. I've taken a forestry class, and so I've learned more about that.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of like the way that everything goes in forestry and how there's so many different jobs and how everybody is involved in a different way and nobody has the same job. It's just kind of cool.
All right. Well, that is great. Now, you decided to become an officer, so congratulations on being named your chapter sentinel. What made you want to do that?
Our advisor, Miss Tucker, she's like always been a big influence on me,
uh-huh.
and I just thought it'd be fun to like be with her more and get to know everybody else that's in our officer team a little better, and it kind of gets me out of my comfort zone talking in front of people and stuff.
Well, good for you. A lot of people refuse to leave that comfort zone, but it helps you grow, so good for you for doing that. All right. Well, Emma, let's get to what I called for. You guys have a really interesting project going on for Christmas. Can you tell me all about it?
Yes, we did a hay bale competition, decorating competition.
Uh-huh.
It's for our Christmas for Children. Like, we buy gifts for children from the money we make
okay. For
people in our, like, children in our community and at our school. And we raised $380 doing this. And that means we get to help buy for 2 kids in our community.
Okay.
And it's just a big impact on us because there's so many kids that don't have so much in our community mm-hmm. that we love to give back to our community and help. So it just it warms our hearts to know that we can help a child in that way.
That is wonderful. Now, I have seen the pictures of the hay bales on Facebook and also in the newspaper article that I found, and it's a brilliant idea. Is this the first year that your chapter has done this, or has this been going on for some time?
This is the first year that our chapter has done it since I've been in FFA. Uh-huh. I don't think we've done it before,
okay. But
I'm not really sure.
Who thought this up?
Our advisor did.
Okay, what a great idea. So how does the competition work? How does a contestant compete in this competition?
Anybody or any club can compete. The hay bales were $40 a piece
mm-hmm.
or 2 for $60.
Okay.
And they can decorate it any way they can. The theme was Christmas, so we had different types of that.
Okay. And when we say hay bales, we're talking the large round bales.
Yes, sir. They were donated to us by a local farmer.
Oh, that is fantastic. So a farmer donated the round bales. And then where do the contestants come from? Are they members of the community? Are they people at your school? Where are they coming from?
They were different members of the community. Like, they were different groups of people.
Okay. And so then they purchased the hay bales. And
yes,
is that their entry fee into the competition, just the purchase of the bales? Or do they have to pay a fee on top of that?
They just had to purchase the bales.
Okay. So that was their entry fee. They purchased the donated bale. And then some people, it looks like, painted them. Is that what most of the people did?
Yes, sir. They painted them. And some people wrapped different stuff around theirs and put stuff on top of them and stuff.
Okay. And so they're making things like snowmen or things like that out of these hay bales.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Now, so they do that, and then are they put on display all in the same place?
Yes, sir. They are right outside of our school where everybody can see them.
Okay, awesome. So who moves them around, or do they decorate them right in place and they just stay where they were found?
They were decorated right where they were where they are in the pictures.
Okay.
So like the hay bales were placed in front of our school and they decorated them there.
So basically when somebody decided to enter, you pointed to a hay bale and said, "That's yours. Go ahead and decorate it."
Yes, sir. Our young farmer's teacher, he did the signs on the hay bales where whose hay bales went where.
Oh, okay. Now, so people paid to do this and they decorated them. And then have you chosen the winners yet, or is that still coming?
Yes, sir. We chose the winner.
All right.
It was the camper. Our elementary school camp teachers did the camper, so they won that.
Okay. So the camper. Describe the camper to everybody.
It was blue. The door was blue, and it was red and white, and it had like little lights over it, and it had a little wheel, and it had little flowers in front of it. It was like a little mini camper.
Okay. So when we say camper, we're not talking about a person going camping. We're talking an actual like camper that would go on the back of a pickup or something like that.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sitting here, I'm looking at your pictures right now. So you've got some where people have, they built a little frame around it, like with a nativity scene. The baby Jesus is in there. You've got one decorated that looks like a Holstein cow or maybe a spotted pig. I can't quite tell. It was a cow. Okay. Very good. And then there's another funny one with, I don't know, a person with a red nose and their tongue hanging out. That's a reindeer. And then there's a red one with white spots and a hook on top. So is that a...
That was an ornament.
Oh, that's an ornament. Okay. Very good. Well, you got some creative people down there in Wilcox County. Did you have a personal favorite?
We'll see. Our FFA, like our chapter, we did the cow, and I helped decorate the cow, so the cow was my favorite.
So you're biased. You have a bias. So how did you get the word out? How did people in the community know that they could come and they could compete, they could be artistic, and they could also be helping out a good cause at the same time?
Our middle school officers went out and told people about it. They got the word out and they spread the word around.
So the middle school officers did?
Yes, sir.
So this was a cooperative, like a joint venture between your high school chapter and your middle school chapter?
Yes, sir.
That's great. So now, I don't want you to mention any names or anything like that, but the money that you raised, does that go to another organization that provides gifts to children who might not receive one? Or do you pick out a family? How does that part of it work?
Well, see, the winner got $100 out of it.
Okay.
And then our chapter, we give to Christmas for Children, and we buy gifts for them.
Uh-huh. Okay. So the organization is called Christmas for Children or something to that nature?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Very cool. And do you know how many contestants you had?
There were 8 hay bales, so we had 8 different groups.
Okay. 8 contestants. Very cool. That is great. Did you consider it a success? Is this something you'll do again next Christmas?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds to me like a
tradition. Everybody had a lot of fun with it.
Good. So. Sounds like a tradition has been born at your chapter.
Oh, yes.
Well, this has been great. Emma, I want to ask you before we finish the interview, if there's another student out there in another chapter somewhere in the United States and they're looking for a way to help people out during Christmas, what would you say about your project? What would you say or what advice would you give them for getting this going?
To talk it over with your advisor and see if they like the idea. And then if they do, then go out and spread the word to the community so they can help give back to the community. Because it wasn't just our FFA chapter that's giving back. It was the community that helped us in the hay bale decorating competition. They helped give back too with the money they entered with for their hay bales. So have fun with it and just know in your heart that you're helping somebody in need.
Awesome. That is a great answer. Emma, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for coming on today.
You're welcome.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.